North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Federal Reserve finishes its two-day September meeting today and is widely expected to make its first cut to a key interest rate since the spring of 2020.
What does it mean for your wallet? Well, it's going to be cheaper to borrow money. Think less expensive mortgages, car loans, and credit card debt. If you've been carrying a balance on your credit card, you felt the sting of high rates, with the average APR now a staggering 28%, nearly. A rate cut will mean a decrease there.
That's ABC Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs will be back in court today trying to get the hip-hop mogul released on bail. They offered $50 million yesterday, but the federal judge said no, citing a danger for witnesses and alleged victims in the sex trafficking and racketeering case. Schools closed in Lebanon, and Hezbollah promising retaliation against Israel for the simultaneous pager attacks that left nearly 3,000 people injured and killed at least a dozen. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance predicts Donald Trump will win Wisconsin. He rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
From Wisconsin, we're going to send a message. And that message is, we're going red, the country's going red, Donald J. Trump is our president, and we're going to win in November.
Trump maintains he won Wisconsin in 2020, though all evidence shows he lost. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison Friday night. Senator Tammy Baldwin is speaking out for in vitro fertilization. Senate Republicans blocked the bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF yesterday. Baldwin says IVF helps people who want to have families. Baldwin's challenger, Eric Hovde, also says he supports IVF procedures. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth man has entered a guilty plea to charges alleging he killed his girlfriend in March. According to court records, 25-year-old Dale Howard was accused of killing 27-year-old Alyssa Volin on March 22nd. About a week and a half prior, a domestic abuse no-contact order had been issued prohibiting him from having any contact with Volin. Because of that no-contact order, Howard is now facing up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced in October. Authorities still do not know for sure what Howard's motive was. Duluth golfers hit the course for Ridgeview Country Club's September Slam on Monday. The event aimed to raise funds for downtown Duluth to keep their outreach specialist after losing the grant funding they needed to pay for the position. The outreach specialist travels the city each week, connecting residents with the resources and support they need to live their healthiest and most productive lives. Local businesses sponsored each hole of the course on Monday. Downtown Duluth is still looking for more community support. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain. But coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I think you have to kind of go through it. I think we're all learning each other, and he felt confident in terms of what he was able to show through the course of the week of practice. But ultimately, just there's heightened anxiety, heightened pressure when you're in a real game situation. So I don't think you truly know until you get out there and kind of go through that process with him.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 82, south winds at about 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high around 79. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, breezy with a low of 59.
It's 60 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old and as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild comes in studio with me. We're going to talk about extra security for the political candidates. And can the Republicans keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. The weather just keeps on ticking, right?
Yeah, I know. We talk about it every day, but it's just been beautiful.
Man, how can you not talk about how beautiful it is, man?
Yeah, and like you said, it's still going to last another week, I think.
Yeah, man. It's just been, I looked at the news this morning, and it showed, Calvin, the entire month of September has been either 75 or 80 degrees, man.
That gives me a bad feeling we're going to get some karma in October, though.
Oh, man. Maybe that's bad karma, right? I don't know, man. You know, it's probably going to level off. But anyway, got a lot to talk about this morning. It's Wednesday. That means we'll be joined by the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. But I've got a whole lot of things to talk about. Calvin, you ever hear of Tupperware?
Yes, I'm familiar.
Man, I mean, how are you familiar with Tupperware, man? You're a young guy.
Well, for me, Tupperware is kind of one of those things like Kleenex. Like,
yeah.
We don't necessarily have Tupperware, but we have things we call Tupperware.
That's absolutely correct, man. You know, the once mighty kitchenware company, Tupperware, has been struggling financially for years, and man, Tupperware has filed for bankruptcy. Now, you know, you are right. I remember when Tupperware was a big deal, man. 844-967-2789. This is for baby boomers, right? Tupperware, man, you had arrived. If you had Tupperware. And I remember as a young guy, we couldn't afford Tupperware. Tupperware was the latest invention. And you would see people showing off their Tupperware. They used to have these things called Tupperware parties. Hey, 844-967-2789, if you remember the Tupperware parties. You probably, you know, had one. And so people would have these Tupperware parties, and they would sell these things, and they were, you know, the latest invention. You know, microwaves came around, And at the time, you know, you could put your food in the Tupperware and, you know, put it in the microwave and warm it up. You know, never knowing even back then, Calvin, that, you know, putting plastic in the microwave is not, you know, the smartest thing to do anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know when this invention or term came about, but it's now supposedly the Tupperware is microwave safe.
Yeah, right, man. But, you know, all those years that we were, you know, doing that and doing damage to ourselves, of course we didn't know. You don't know any of these things. But just, be, you know, it took quite a while for us to get a microwave, right? But when we finally got those things, and, you know, I used to watch the commercials on television. They have, you know, the well-to-do people with their Tupperware. They show the newest one that maybe was big enough to put a meatloaf in. And so you just watch these things. But Tupperware brands, you know, whose name became synonymous with plastic food containers in kitchens across America, filed for bankruptcy protection on Tuesday after struggling for years with declining sales and increasing competition. When Tupperware first came into the market, there weren't other companies like them. And so they kind of cornered the market, Calvin. And, you know, they were the ones who were able to, you know, expand their business and their tentacles all over the world. They initially were making Tupperware just here in this country, but it's a prime example of, you know, what happens when we talk about the free market. Because while Tupperware was, you know, doing its thing, there weren't others. And so they were able to make, man, all sorts of money and build their business and expand it all over the world. When you listen to these numbers, it's pretty amazing, man. Tupperware said it had almost 5,500 employees in 41 countries with more than 460 consultants around the world. Now, there's only one plant, or there was only one plant left in America making Tupperware, and it was in South Carolina with 148 employees. But that's a prime example, Calvin, of what has happened in this country. They started making it in America. That's where the plants were. They employed Americans to do this work. But by today, they're in 41 different countries, and only one plant was left in America, you know, to make Tupperware. Now, it says here that Tupperware, along with certain subsidiaries, said it had assets of $680 million and debts of $1.2 billion. I don't know how you get there, except for maybe the heavy competition, you know, with people who also made those kinds of things. Probably not as sturdy as the ones Tupperware made, and name brand obviously costs more.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it takes money to make money, so they probably saw other brands like stealing their competing in their market share, so they invested more money, and then the market kind of dries up a little bit, and then they're on the wrong end of it.
Yeah, you know, Calvin, you talked about, you know, the market drying up. You know, being in business really is, you know, man, it's you can never sleep, right? I mean, there's always somebody trying to take your spot, trying to take your place. You know, I don't care what it is you're making, there's always somebody looking to copy what it is you're doing, and certainly to do it cheaper. But I just thought, man, as I was looking around at things to talk about, and trust me, I got some heavy stuff to talk about. And we're going to be talking about those things as we move on. But it just Tupperware. Yeah, I didn't even know they were still making Tupperware. And Tupperware was always more sturdy, always more expensive. You know, you got some knockoff stuff that you get that you can buy anywhere. Tupperware was the one that you'd go to Target or you'd go to Kohl's department stores, and they had a whole area specifically set up for Tupperware. Now, again, I'm certainly aging myself, but I can do that with this audience because guess what, Calvin? The audience is my generation. And so, you know, what I'm talking about may be foreign to a lot of younger people, but it's not foreign to those of us of the baby boom era. You know, when you get to a point that, you know, this is where you are, you kind of realize that sometimes, you know, you can't, and I'm sure they attempted to make changes, you know, you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over. But the Tupperware brand that was introduced in the 1940s, a little bit before my time, in the 1940s by the chemist Earl Tupper, who developed a clean and durable plastic to create airtight containers. They came to be sold globally, propelled by a direct sales campaign called the Tupperware Parties. Again, the Tupperware Parties were kind of like, man, what is the name of that? What is the name of that company that women would sell kind of colognes or perfumes? I don't know.
I was thinking of, there was one a little more, I think this has gone out of favor too, but there was this thing called Pampered Chef where they'd sell like, you could buy like pizza stones and like pizza cutters and like that kind of thing.
You know, Calvin, you're an old spirit. You know, you're what we call an old spirit. And that's a young person who has kind of some old ways about them. It's not a negative thing.
No, I know. I haven't participated, though. This is just stuff I remember from my childhood of my mother.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, those old days, Mary Kay. Yeah, Mary Kay is one, but there's another one before Mary Kay that's still around. You know, that cheap perfume. I don't know. I shouldn't call it cheap, whatever it is. They still kind of sell it. I'm amazed that it's still around. But, you know, it's a throwback kind of thing. And you just sometimes get to a point where you think back. Let's go to Mary. I know Mary knows what it is. Mary, what's the name of that?
Oh, gosh, I'm not familiar with that. But on the subject of plastic, Earl, this morning I'm calling in with a health suggestion that you switch out your kitchen plasticware to glass. Because
hey, Mary, hang on a second. Mary, hang on a second. Because what you are about to say is absolutely 100% accurate and necessary for health benefits. 844-967-2789. When we come back, believe it or not, on the Earl Ingram Show, we're going to talk about P. Diddy. 844-967-2789. Hang on.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof,
all right. Speaking of old spirits, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was talking, before we get back to Mary, I was asking the question, you know, I was talking a little bit about, you know, Tupperware and those kind of things, but, and I was thinking about some of the old, you know, things that your mother and others used to sell. They'd have these parties and women would be over. And my good friend Tony got it right. Avon. Yeah, that cheap cologne. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that cheap cologne. Calvin, you remember Avon, man?
That must have been before my time. Yeah. I don't remember Avon.
Avon is still around, man. You know, it's still around, stinking up the... Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. There are people probably on the line who are listening who still wear Avon. I apologize. Hey, Mary, go ahead. You were talking about switching out plastic for glass and why.
Yeah. Oh, I'm hearing about microplastics. Those being 5 millimeters or less, they're finding their ways
in your brain,
our bodies.
Yeah, in your brain.
Yeah, brain, liver, kidneys. Pretty concerning. And so the people in science and medicine who are, you know, knowledgeable about this and advising us are beginning to tell us to minimize the plastic in our lives. You know, back in the 50s, I think the idea was, it's really going to enhance our lives. And now we're seeing the unintended consequences of this. Real concerning, I've heard that we consume the equivalent of the weight of a credit card, and everybody knows what a credit card is. We consume the equivalent of the weight of a credit card every week into our bodies. And I think it's going to affect the bottom line of these plastic manufacturers. I've got a concern about climate change, but with what I'm hearing about plastic and the, you know, danger that it's posing to our health, you know, I think it's ramping up there along with climate change in terms of threats to our lives. Thanks for address of this, Earl.
Thank you, as always, Mary, for keeping us informed about, you know, health issues that, you know, unfortunately, we just don't get enough of that. But I want to get here. Now, I'm not a guy who spends a lot of time talking about entertainment. I'm not. But if you've ever heard of this guy named Sean P. Diddy Combs, Calvin, you've heard of him.
I'm familiar, yes.
Here's a guy who, you know, is certainly worth $400 or $500 million, maybe even more, you know, and he has been a shady character throughout his successful business life, and rumors have always run rampant about who this character is. And, you know, there have been women and men who have been saying for decades or more that he's a, you know, a child molester, that he is a brutal, brutal person, that he has certainly drugged women, you know, moved women all over the world, trafficking, you know, prostitution. Everybody has known that he's been doing these things forever, for 25, 30 years, and yet our society turned away from it, knew it. Well, you know, that's P. Diddy, and P. Diddy is a wealthy, you know, mogul. And so he's worth so much money that in his own mind, I guess he thought he was bigger than the law. And so he just did whatever it was he wanted to do. You know, it kind of reminds me of a guy named Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. Men that were so big and so powerful in our society that did horrible things to women, and our society turned away from them, knowing what these men had been doing, and in many instances were still doing. Why? Because they're big, powerful men, wealthy, but who treated women as if they were animals. But there's a bigger question that I want to, you know, pose to you. Because we live in a nation that condemns the way women are treated in the Muslim world. Well, they make them wear burqas. You know, they make them cover themselves. They don't give them this. They don't give them that. And so they mistreat women in those Muslim worlds. Listen, man, who mistreats women any more than we do in this country? 844-967-2789 is the number. Knowing that these kinds of predators, apex predators, in not under the cloak of darkness, but in the bright light of day, have done the things that this man, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, and many others have done and continue to do, and we turn away. 844-967-2789. Your take on the other side.
Smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room it up for two up on the roof.
Yeah. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter registration spiked in Wisconsin right after the last presidential debate. State officials say new voter registrations averaged about 2,100 a day between August 27th and September 10th. But in the 2 days after that, the average jumped to more than 7,800. That includes first-time voters and voters who registered again after moving. Teachers in Wisconsin make about 24% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study. Economist Sylvia Allegretto authored the report for the Center on Economic Policy Research.
Are we able to retain the teachers that are already in the profession? And how are we going to attract and retain future students of today to choose teaching as a profession?
She recommends more public investment in schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Superior Scout troop is still looking for their trailer filled with camping equipment more than a week after it was stolen. According to law enforcement authorities, the trailer had about $6,000 worth of gear in it before it was stolen from the United Presbyterian Church parking lot. Security footage from a nearby apartment complex showed a truck entering the parking lot and leaving with the trailer about 10 minutes later. The scout troop has also started a GoFundMe to replace some of their stolen equipment. The Duluth Public Library hosted an event through its Play and Learn for Family, Friend, and Neighbor Caregivers program on Monday. The program aims to connect child care providers in the area to help them access more resources and discuss the struggles the industry is facing. Everyone who attends the program events also receives free books, supplies, and snacks to take some of the financial burden of child care off them. The program is open to both professional child care providers and family members just trying to help out. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Given his penchant for words and his ability to write and perform stinging satire and parody like no one else on TV, you would think the last person producers of the Emmys would want to rile up would be Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. While Oliver was giving his acceptance speech for Best Scripted Variety Show and honoring his family's recently deceased dog, who he credits with being with his family at his wedding through the pandemic and two pregnancies, music was cued to play him off. At first, he tried to talk over the music, but as it crescendoed, Oliver yelled, F you, there you go. Can't wait to see what he says about the Emmys on a future show. Speaking of the Emmys, there was good news in regard to the broadcast, aside from what happened to John Oliver. Viewership was up 54% and reached almost 7 million viewers, which is up from the 75th annual broadcast in January, which saw record low numbers. The 75th annual Emmys were held in January due to the writers and actors strike in 2023. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 82, south winds at about 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high around 79. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, breezy with a low of 59.
Right now, it's 62.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Text to Win Green and Gold contest continues. Dr. Laura Hanks here with public service announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sean Puff Diddy Combs, a guy who clearly was bigger than law. You know, Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, R. Kelly, and many others. We live in a society that talks about protecting women, but our society does not. It has never done that. In this society, we objectify women. We have for a long, long time. If you think we don't objectify women, you know, then watch, you know, almost any show, any television show, any movie, and take a look at what you see. Now, we talk about other nations and their shortcomings as it relates to women. But, man, nobody, you know, treats women in this world as bad as we do in this nation. For decades, Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, on and on and on, the defendant abused, threatened, and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. The indictment states, to do so, Combs relied on the employees, resources, and influence of the multifaceted business empires that he led and controlled, creating a criminal enterprise whose members and associates engaged in and attempted to engage in, among other crimes, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. The indictments from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York charges Combs with 3 counts: racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. If convicted, he faces up to life in prison. So now, even with all his hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, he cannot, you know, get bail. They don't want him to have bail because they said he is too dangerous to the society. The society is safer with him being locked up. Well, how can it be that he's been able to do this for 30 years and the society knew about it? And now they finally put their foot down, and now he's too dangerous a person to be allowed to be free in our nation again. You know, why all of a sudden did we make a decision one day, knowing for 30 years what he had been doing? And now once they arrest him, you know, the day before he was still moving around in the society. But now that they have him, he can't be freed because he's a major threat to the society. I don't understand that. Help me understand that. 844-967-2789. He's been a threat for 30 years. People have talked about the things that he's done. Openly dealing drugs, you know, forcing women to take drugs and then trafficking them all over the world. People knew it. Stars knew it. Many stars, just like Epstein and Weinstein. Many stars that we love, that we support, were party to this. And it's going to come out. Because this sick guy videotaped all of it, Calvin. He videotaped people that, you know, who they thought, you know, he was their friend. And he videotaped all of this. So stars, Calvin, multi, multimillionaires are going to be caught up in this.
Well, yeah, and I mean, this is mostly just rumors. I don't know if any of this is confirmed, but there's supposedly stars connected with him that he has, like, blackmail type footage on. So, yeah, he's definitely a shady guy that has really done some terrible things.
So, Calvin, so can you understand why? Because this, you've heard about him this before, right?
Yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah, everybody has heard about who this man is, and yet he was able to walk around freely, and it was because of his wealth. And so this has been repeated now. Epstein, Weinstein, R. Kelly, I don't know how many more. But when is our nation going to take these things seriously? We can't continue to talk about the shortcomings of other nations and how they treat women when you look at what happens in our nation. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How are you doing? Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Oh, you're correct. Actually, I was talking to my daughter about this very subject. And men, and not to say all men, you know.
No, not all men.
Not all men think this way. But a majority of men, particularly white men, view women as second-class citizens. They don't want to see women to get ahead. They don't want to pay them pay for equal work. They belittle you. And if you show some sort of strength and say, I'm not going to accept this, they start the name calling and they call you derogatory names and so on and so forth. And other women then don't rally around you because they're afraid. They're afraid that they're going to be called these names. So they accept this way of life. But I think that women have to get over that. You have to be strong. You have to face the world as it is. And I look at myself, I'm not a second-class citizen. I may not be as strong as the man, but I'm as smart as the man. I can get things done. I worked several jobs putting my daughter through Marquette. At one time, I was working four jobs at a time. And I did it on my own. And then people will say, yeah, I did this. And then they'll turn around and they'll say to me, why, you sound like a bitch, you know, for whatever reason. That's not true. What it is if I can do it, you can do it. And women should not accept this type putting down a woman.
Right.
This treatment. No, we can't accept this. We are equal to you. Treat us with equality and look at us as a person, not as a trophy or not as a workhorse.
We are
there side by side with you.
You know, Susan, not only should women not accept it, the society should not accept it. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I say the reason why individuals like P. Daddy and even Donald Trump are able to go so long is that those prosecutors want to make sure they have an airtight case. With all the attorneys we have too many attorneys in this country who can look at any little way to get somebody out. They want to make sure they have an airtight case, and so they want to make sure they have plenty and plenty and plenty of evidence. I mean, look how long it took them to prosecute Donald Trump. You know, that should have come right after January 6th. But they have to make sure they have so much evidence only because I think everybody lawyers up and we have too many lawyers and they just want to make double, triple, and quadruple sure that they can, have a good prosecution. I agree with you 100%. He was out way too long.
You know what, Jim? If what you say is true, and I'm not doubting you, how many more lives do they ruin during that process? Right? While they're waiting in to make sure they've got an airtight case. This man is a monster. I don't care all the, you know, excitement. You see him on television. He's at all these different places, and, you know, he owns a home worth $60 million. He's a monster. And the damage that he did to these women, they'll carry with them for the and men for the rest of their lives. Hey, Jim, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it, man. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You know, I don't usually do, you know, tabloid stuff, but this is not tabloid, man. This is really at the root of our nation, and it has to be fixed.
I couldn't agree more. What a great subject matter. Unfortunately, it's still alive and well in America. We are, in the Stone Age when it comes to equal rights with women, for sure. But I want to remind people that it was about 10 or 12 years ago that there was a big scandal across the country that many local sheriffs looked at crimes against women as a secondary priority. There were literally thousands and thousands of rape kits that
right.
sat dormant in evidence rooms for, seriously, over a decade. Why? Because the chief of police, or the district attorney chose to make it a secondary priority, not a first priority. Look, women have taken it on the chin for years and years and years. If we were in an egalitarian society, we would have parity when it comes to income. We don't. We would have, you know, around the office around lunchtime, instead of sending the secretary out for lunch, one of the guys would do this on a regular basis. It doesn't happen. So, you know, the reality is we in America have found ourselves captured in really a two-tier society. And it's only can change if we, the people, make them change it. So, you know, I think what you're seeing is a case where for way too long, too many people were taking a bystander's position when it comes to our policy.
Hey Mike, do you have daughters?
Yes.
You have daughters?
No, I have nieces and nephews.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's right. Okay. So I don't have any daughters, but man, it doesn't matter, man. We see it, right? We see that. Hey, Mike, hang on a second. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the healthcare, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their healthcare. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Look, I'm you know, talking about, you know, this guy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, who really was and is a monster, who did some horrific things and did them for over 30 years, not even under the cloak of darkness. And so between him, Epstein, Weinstein, R. Kelly, and I don't know how many more, they were able to do this in broad daylight. You know why, Mike? One of the reasons why is because they were all very wealthy. And so in our nation, if you have excess wealth, you are treated in a different manner. And sometimes the law, it's unfortunate but true, does not pertain to you. And I will say this, as we talk about these other nations and people who say that they treat their women in a draconian manner, if you rape a woman in some of those nations, it would cost you your life. You know, I'm not saying, you know, those kinds of things are acceptable, but clearly when you look at young girls in this society, Mike, in our society, and who are molested and who aren't believed in many instances, and we turn away from that, and Mike, you know, they grow up to become women and have children. And it's just a vicious cycle that our nation doesn't address. Mike, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. And to compound it with these very ultra-rich men, they have the ability to hire very, very expensive lawyers. And all of a sudden, the deny, delay, defend practices of shaming the victim,
right,
and ridiculing and going after them, you know, that's in many, many cases, I think women would say that's even worse than the event of itself when somebody is normalizing, you know, the activity of a madman or whatever. So, you know, we've seen that with, you know, our local our politics. We've seen how the Donald Trump can deny, delay, defend, and stretch out, and that's what Weinstein and these others do. Intimidation by the wealthy is a big deal. and it's something that thank you for bringing up, but we need to talk about a lot more.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. You know, I just for the life of me, how many more, right? We know that these aren't the only ones. And you can even talk about, you know, the things that happen, you know, to, you know, women who, you know, and it's not, you know, with big stars. Just, you know, average everyday people that this occurs. And people get away with it. You know, I mean, our nation really needs to take a long, hard look at itself. You know, they talk about sex trafficking in this nation, and they talk about Republicans are constantly talking about at the border, they're sex trafficking, you know, they're bringing the people over here and they're being sex trafficked. Hey, man, look what happens inside of our country, man. I'm not saying that if sex trafficking is going on at the border, that's not an issue. But man, you can't be talking about sex trafficking going on at the border when every day in this country, sex trafficking goes on and we turn a blind eye to it. Man, we really need to take a long, hard look at the nation that we say we love. Because it's got a lot of warts. I mean, we really do. We really have a lot of warts. And I just think that, you know, let me bring Cindy in quickly. Hey, Cindy, go ahead.
Well, hey, Earl, I'm actually just calling because I'm trying to find out what your AM station in Green Bay is, because for some reason I can't pick you up in Appleton or Oshkosh anymore.
Okay, so I'll let Calvin handle that on the other side. 844-967-2789. We are going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, on the other side. It's what you get. It's what you never look at me.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, Festival Manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.